Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, November 19, 2014. Police say they have the man they want for questioning after the death of a 61-year-old shoved into the path of a D train in the Bronx on Sunday. The victim's wife told police the man's push was unprovoked. Authorities say the man fled the subway station, hopped onto a bus, and took it a few stops. Police say Kevin Darden was picked up by detectives Tuesday evening. The NYPD says Darden is suspected of pushing another man on a platform at another subway station earlier this month. That man suffered minor injuries. Charges are pending. Darden is now in custody. A state official says about 150 vehicles were stranded on a four-mile section of the New York State Thruway because of snow Tuesday evening. Dan Wheeler of the Thruway Authority said the speed and ferocity of the snow caused it to pile up 3 to 4 feet high, creating a challenging situation. A poll shows New Yorkers are high on their city's recent decision to stop bringing criminal charges against many people accused of carrying small amounts of marijuana. A Quinnipiac University poll released on Tuesday shows 71% of city voters approve, 26% disapprove. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the new policy last week. It pertains to people carrying about an ounce of pot, about a sandwich bag, not openly smoking it. Instead of being arrested on a misdemeanor charge, many will get summonses and face non-criminal violations. The change follows complaints about the personal toll and police time taken by tens of thousands of marijuana arrests annually. The brother-in-law of one of the victims of a deadly attack in a Jerusalem synagogue says he was a gentle, saintly scholar. Rabbi Jonathan Rosenblatt said Tuesday that Moshe Tversky was also a gifted and beloved teacher. Tversky was one of the four people killed in a grisly attack during morning prayers on Tuesday. The two attackers were killed by police.
The dumb disease is when you have an access to natural resources and you pass them up because of reasons that are political and not practical. So I'm going to cast my vote in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm going to cast my vote for jobs in America, for common sense, and for not falling succumbing to the dumb disease in the United States of America, and instead investing in our petroleum and our ability to refine and our ability to use it. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Mr. President.
Senator from California.
Before my friend leaves, since he said those of us who vote against this have the dumb disease, let me just say, and I know I think it's funny. I'm not insulted in any way, shape, or form. But I just feel very different. Because I don't think it's dumb to say no to a resource that you think is going to hurt the people because it's such dirty, filthy oil. And the CEO of the pipeline company says it means 50 permanent jobs when you could have so many more millions of jobs if you embrace clean energy.
Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson and California Senator Barbara Boxer, who is chair of the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee, on the Senate floor in the lead-in to the vote on the Keystone XL pipeline.
Any senator wishing to vote or wishing to change a vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 59, the nays are 41. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the bill is not passed.
It was close. The vote was 59 to 41. If the bill had passed, the 1,200-mile Keystone pipeline would have carried 830,000 barrels of dirty crude tar sands oil each day from Alberta in western Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast and oil refineries in Texas. Seconds after Senator Elizabeth Warren announced that the I votes approving Keystone XL project fell short of the 60-vote threshold, a Native American chant broke out in the gallery. The man who began the chant reportedly is Greg Greycloud with the Lakota tribe in South Dakota. While environmentalists oppose the pipeline because it represents continued reliance on fossil fuels, Native people say the pipeline violates their lands. Over the weekend, the South Dakota Sioux Tribe called the approval of the Keystone Pipeline in the House of Representatives an act of war. They pledged they would not allow the pipeline through their lands, that the pipeline would violate treaties which gave the Black Hills to the Sioux Nation. President Obama opposed the Keystone bill and wants the State Department to finish its review of the pipeline. He said he would not approve it if it significantly raised greenhouse gas emissions. If the bill had passed, Obama was widely expected to have vetoed it. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, who will become Senate Majority Leader in January, said after the vote, consideration of a Keystone bill would be very early up in the next Congress. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.